You're listening to From the Bottom to the Top, the show about how to bring your business to the top in sales, productivity, and profits. Coming to you from the Malden Group Studio, here's your host, Ms. Bonnie Rainmaker Malden.
Hey, 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 thanks for listening today. I'm Bonnie Malden, founder and CEO of the Malden Group, your number one spot when you want to go from the bottom to the top, your friendly neighborhood digital marketing agency. I am so excited to bring to you another small business spotlight. I have two phenomenal guests. First one is Chef Chris Morrison. He's a culinary mastermind and the driving force behind the Little Farmhouse Catering and Events. It's a local favorite in the heart of Atlanta, Georgia, now operating as a unique private event space. He now has expanded his services by catering right to your doorstep with a private chef dinner setup, catering all occasions through his newly innovative catering business. He was recently named Next Chef to Watch by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and is a Great Awards nominee. He's also a proud member of Georgia Organics. So great to have Chris on. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Really excited to be here today.
Yes, we're excited to have you. So tell us how you began with your love of food.
My love of food. So my love of food has been with me my entire life. I didn't know it in the beginning, but I sure did learn it after several years. But it all started with me at an early, early age. I spent some time growing up on a farm in North Carolina with my grandparents, and that's really where the passion started. And from there, you know, I continued to experiment more and more with my grandparents, learning just how to cook Southern foods. And one of the biggest things that I learned with them is giving back. And we spent some time in the community every holiday season where we would go out in the mountains and we would deliver meals. And so, you know, I really got to see the inner works of what food can do for a family. And so as I began to grow up and experiment what I was going to do, you know, I found myself at an early age starting in a Chinese restaurant as one of my first jobs. Believe it or not, I was 8 years old at that time. Wow. But, you know, yep, long career for me. But I loved it, you know, and I started getting my hands dirty at an early age. And from there, you know, I started finding myself in all different roles of the restaurant. I was going from one restaurant to the next, learning as much as I could from the front of the house to the back of the house. And I just found that I kept getting pulled into the restaurant. As much as, you know, I said, you know what, I'm going to try something else, I just couldn't stay away. And so there I found myself eventually running kitchens, being a sous chef, being an executive chef for restaurants. And then I found myself in a little bit of a different role in the industry, and that was with Whole Foods. And I spent some years there that I will never forget. I just learned so many different things, and I really was able to dive into the farm-to-table and to giving back and learning all those important things that we need in today's society with our food industry. And so I became the special event chef there, where I put together a lot of menus for them, opening different stores, doing cooking classes, and just really finding out what my passion was again. And then from there, it just kind of expanded and took off for me. And I got into my own business, and that was running my own catering business at that time. We've had our catering business, which is now known as the Little Farmhouse Catering and Events, for about 13 years now. Prior to that, it was known as MRD Foods, and my famous nickname, Mr. Delicious. So there's a whole nother story, a whole nother journey to that as well that maybe we can talk at a later time for. After that, with the catering business, we had a great opportunity here in Atlanta to open up one of the concepts that I've always dreamed of doing, and that was the Little Farmhouse Cafe. We started off in a really, really small space. We held about 12 people on the inside, and we sat maybe another 15 on the outside. But I tell you what, we had lines out the door, and I'll never forget, we had lines out the door and people sitting outside when it was snowing. So I knew at that time that I was doing the right thing. I knew what my purpose was, and I knew that I was never going to stop. And it just brings me so much joy in my life and the things that we do and being able to share the talents, the skills, everything that comes along with the culinary industry. And then we had the opportunity to expand. And when we expanded this great concept that we had, we expanded right before COVID hit, right in December. And we learned a lot during that time. We learned how to survive. We learned how to create and be innovative with what we were doing and to stay current and to stay in front of the public as much as we could and to offer out our help in the community however we could at that time. And it allowed us to really expand on the things that we offer here now currently. In the last year, we actually closed our doors. Even though we were busy and being successful as one of the top five breakfast and brunch places here in Atlanta, we just decided that it was going to be best for us to take a new adventure, and we did. And so we took our restaurant and we changed it into this beautiful concept here in Atlanta. So now you can host private events here. We do cooking classes here. We do filming here. Anything that you can think of, we allow that to go on here because we just want to inspire others and bring others into our atmosphere where we grew our passion, our love, and we just want to showcase that more and more. And so by doing this new concept, we are able to go out there and really, really push for what we want to do day in and day out.
Great story, Chris.
Thank you.
What did it take for you to grow so rapidly and have people waiting out in the snow to come and enjoy your food? What did you do to create that that buzz about your business?
So I started off in farmers markets. What I would do is I would do it on a weekly basis as much as I could at the local farmers market, and I would go out. I would use local product from the vendors and the farmers that were there that week, and I would build meals to go. And so I was offering my catering services. I was offering my dinners out to the public on a weekly basis, and I really, really was able to put my feet to the pavement there and really showcase what I was doing and who I was. So right there from the beginning, I was building that relationship with the public. And as time went on, I did that for a couple years. The question just came out more and more from the friends that I got to meet there, the new clients that I got to meet. But the number one question was, when are you going to open a restaurant? When are you going to open a restaurant? So that started the buzz right there. So as soon as I opened the doors, people were flocking in.
Nice. So you have a big event coming up, too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we are so excited about this event. It's called the Chef's Roundtable. This is going to be held on July 19th, so it's right around the corner. But if anyone local can get in, please get in while you can because tickets are limited. We are bringing in not only myself, of course, but other great chefs that are going to be here this evening or that evening. We're going to be bringing in food bloggers. We're going to be bringing in Georgia Organics, Georgia Grown, Royal Foods, U.S. Foods, a lot of the food vendors that we have built relationships with and are members of are going to be here that day. We have some great speakers coming in. And most importantly, we have this great space to have this event in and have a gathering and break bread and have a networking event, but on top of that, have a delicious meal. We are preparing an outstanding meal that evening. We've got smoked octopus, which is one of my number one dishes and favorite dishes to do, and I just can't wait for others to experience it. But this is going to be an event that you do not want to miss, and it's going to be July 19th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Come out, be a part of it. Meet your local vendors, meet Georgia Organics, meet Georgia Grown, meet the people in the industry who are driving to be elite.
Outstanding. Tell us how we can get in touch with you.
So you can always get in touch with me directly from our website, and that is littlefarmhousecatering.com. You can also visit us on Instagram at Little Farmhouse Cafe. Follow us there. You can see what we're up to, where we're going to be next, what we're doing next, what events are coming up, what we have available. And then you can always reach out to me direct at littlefarmhousecaters@gmail.com.
Chris, you've come a long way from the farm at your grandparents' house in North Carolina to that 8-year-old kid in the Chinese restaurant washing dishes to working the front of the house, the back of the house, starting your own restaurant, starting your own catering company, and now hosting these fabulous events and providing this innovative type of resource for people in the industry. For that, I thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Bonnie. It was great being here today.
You bet. All right, going to a commercial break. When we get back, Iris Grimm.
I really can't thank the Malden Group enough and your entire team for everything that you've done for us.
The biggest thing about working with the Malden Group is the number of things they took off of my plate. The marketing and website and everything, search engine optimization, not only did they take it off my plate, but they took it up several notches to a point that I would never have been able to do myself.
The Malden Group's been great as far as the website, as far as our marketing, advertising, paperclips, Facebook, all of it.
And as we move forward, we get a lot more response to our website. We have a lot more phone calls coming in.
We feel very thankful to have such a top gun team on our side.
I don't know where we would be today if it wasn't for the expertise that you, Bonnie, and your team at the Malden Group have been able to offer to our school.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. I definitely think of you as one of our trusted partners, and we really appreciate all the support that you continue to give to us, and we look forward to growing together with you guys.
Is your digital marketing feeling a bit too cookie cutter? Are you not gaining the qualified leads that produce the right customers you need? The Malden Group is Atlanta's premier marketing agency, delivering customized digital marketing programs for any budget. Don't trust something as crucial as your digital marketing to someone who lacks a unique approach. Call us now at 678-846-2306 or visit us at themaldengroup.com. Let us take your business to the top.
Okay, 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 I'm back. Did you miss me? I hope so. I am so excited to bring this next guest to you, the small business spotlights are just getting better and better. I have Iris Grimm. Iris provides quality coaching, meeting, and workshop facilitation and training resources, all designed to bring about long-term success for you and your organization. Each individual and company is different. She enjoys bringing a tailored approach to the variety of clients she serves, nationally and internationally. One of the things that you'll learn about Iris is her passion for dogs. She launched her Doggone Leadership Program because dogs teach us so much about leadership, trust, connection, love, and life. And Iris just recently did a TED Talk about leadership and dogs as well. So happy to have you on the show, Iris. Welcome.
Thank you, Bonnie, and thank you so much for having me here.
Yes, so tell us about your background.
So as you can hear, my accent is not from South Georgia. I'm actually from Germany. I grew up in East Germany, but I have been living here in the U.S. now for the last 28 years. And so I did not get my first dog actually until I was 31 years old, and I wanted to have a dog at the time in order to do more hiking. And out of that, once I got my dog, it's almost like with everything that I do, I put 100% into it. And so I learned a lot about dogs. I learned a lot about dog care. I learned a lot about what it takes to lead a dog. And so I competed with my dog in a sport for dogs. He was a German Shepherd at the time. And so once he retired and he came to a more mature age, I started to give workshops for rescue groups in order to raise money for rescue groups. And so really, it was a long process for me. It took me, close to 20 years that I then finally was able to merge my love for dogs with my love for leadership coaching.
Okay, great. And what brought you to the United States, Iris?
Well, I went to college in West Germany. So again, I grew up in East Germany. And so when the wall came down in 1989, I stopped college in East Germany and moved to West Germany. And then I went back to college to study international business and communication. And so then once I graduated, I thought, all right, I now would like to get international business experience, and English was the second language that I learned in school behind Russian, but I felt more comfortable with English. And so I decided to come here to the U.S. in order to get international work experience, and then I never left.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we're glad we kept you.
Thank you.
So tell us about how dogs tie into leadership. How did those two connect, and why did you start teaching your leadership based off of dog training?
Yeah. So the way, what I have learned from training dogs, but then at the same time also working with leaders in companies, the more I compared these two things, the more I saw the parallels. And so when I, for example, was in companies giving a workshop explaining a leadership principle to an executive, oftentimes I used examples from dog training in order to illustrate a point. And then when I gave these workshops on the weekends to raise money for rescue groups, what I did then was I used examples from the business in order to explain a principle around dog leadership. And so really what I've done then is over time I merged both of them together. Because if you think about it, here in the U.S., it is said that close to 50% yet, but close to 50% of American households own and care for at least one dog. And that number has dramatically increased even during the pandemic. And so what I have also learned really is that when people talk or even see a dog, it opens up their hearts. However, at the same time, when we think about business, most of the people, when they go to their workplace, they button themselves up. It's almost like they're protecting themselves. So having a conversation about leadership in the workplace by using examples and the relationship with dogs opens up people's hearts and really opens up their learning for new insights to bring out the best in them. And really, that is what my program is about, is really about helping my clients to look at leadership from a fresh perspective so that they can find new and better solutions for some of the challenges that they face in the workplace.
That's incredible. So what are the steps to becoming a better leader?
Well, there are quite a few steps, but really the first, I would say, the first step really is self-leadership, because I believe we cannot expect something from someone else that we don't expect from ourselves. And it starts really by simple things such as being in integrity with our word for ourselves, for example. But not also that, it also means that, especially as a leader, we are responsible for the well-being of our team. And as a leader, we are always the emotional thermostat for our team. So being able of fine-tuning our emotional intelligence, being able to manage our own emotions better will have a tremendous impact on the team and their performance.
I agree with you. So when do we take the time to become a better leader? When we are the leader of our own company, when we're the leader or manager in a corporation, where we work, where does leadership start?
You know, that's a great question. I say, you know, leadership starts from the moment that we are waking up. Because as I just said, you know, the first step of leadership is self-leadership. But then at the same time, it continues in our own home, whether it is with our dogs, whether it is with our children. And then it continues when we are going to the workplace. Now, leadership, at least my definition, leadership has, in that way, I'm not talking about having a specific title, but it's really about the energy that we bring to every interaction that we are having with the people around us. Because my definition of leadership is truly being equally committed to the relationship and the results, never compromising one for the other. So therefore, it's now my clients have the privilege and the benefit that we are meeting on a regular basis, where they are taking a time out from their life, from their workplace or their business, so that they can look at their leadership skills, at their interactions, at their challenges in the workplace from a different perspective, and then create new solutions that will help them to overcome whatever it is that they are experiencing or getting to the next step of their goal. However, in the end, once they are having those interactions and they have a new strategy, fine-tuning leadership does not require more time. It only requires doing things differently in that time that they have available. So it doesn't require... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes, no problem. You recently did a TED Talk. What was that experience like for you?
It was really a great experience in every way. It was from the preparation of the TED Talk and being selected for the talk to preparing for it and really fine-tuning the message, because that required quite some skills all the way to the actual event. And my talk was about how dogs make us better leaders. And especially also for me, the importance is to raise awareness of dogs in shelters and so-called rescue dogs. And I was able to convey that message as well in the TEDx talk. So, yeah, it was a great experience, and I would do it again anytime.
Wonderful. And so what do dogs teach us about leadership?
Dogs teach us that, well, where do I want to start? Dogs really teach us that they are a reflection of our leadership, and that we as leaders want to be responsible in our role. Now, when I say responsible, that means that, we are responsible for everything that happens in our relationship with our dogs, but also what does not happen in our relationship with our dogs. In other words, it's never about pointing the finger at the dog and blaming the dog, because when we are doing that, we are giving away our power. But instead, it's really looking at the three paws of, you know, that point back towards us when we are pointing fingers, right? looking at the three fingers and paws that are pointing back at us and really asking, what is it that I have to change in order for my dog to do X, Y, Z? Or who do I have to become in this relationship so that my dog will do X, Y, and Z? And that is in our relationship with our dog, as well as that is in our relationship with our team members. It is taking responsibility, remembering that the performance and the engagement of our team is truly a reflection of our leadership, and that we always have the power to make changes and improvements.
Who's a good candidate for your services?
A good candidate for my services are open-minded, optimistic, but also then self-motivated business professionals who really know that their well-being, their performance, and also their leadership will grow and impact not only their team and their well-being and their performance, but also their business.
What's the best way to get in touch with you?
The best way is to go to my website, which is irisgrim.com. I'm also on LinkedIn. Again, my name there, and you find me under Iris Grim, and my phone number to reach me is 404-441-5370.
Well, Iris, I want to thank you for dedicating your life to helping others become better leaders and for bringing a unique approach for your love of dogs and your passion for training dogs and for taking the journey all the way from Germany all the way to the United States and staying with us here in the United States to provide your amazing services. And I think you're an extraordinary woman, and I thank you for your time today.
Thank you so very much, Bonnie, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure. All right, guys, that's another episode of From the Bottom to the Top. Again, you can reach out to me when you need digital marketing services. I'm Bonnie Malden, founder and CEO of the Malden Group. I would love to help you there. And feel free to reach out to the guests today if you're in need of their services as well. And take the time to connect with us on social media and to sign up for our monthly newsletter at BonnieMalden.com. All right, so enjoy the rest of your day. I appreciate your time. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, From the Bottom to the Top. Please visit BonnieMalden.com to connect with us on social media, subscribe to our newsletter, and stay up to date with our programs. Have a great day as you go to the top.